Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Religion Mean Alive. The host is Imam Alpha Muhammad, and I am standing in for him as a co-host. I am Mubashir Akhtab of Brooklyn, New York, and I am standing in for the host of this show, Religion Mean Alive. The host is Imam Alpha Muhammad. And I'd like to thank Brother Imam for giving me the opportunity once again to speak on his show, Religion Mean Alive, to his broad listening audience. But as we always, we like to begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I open and bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. Beloved people, when we mention the word God, we're talking about in our language. We are talking about the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. Because we have been tremendously blessed to come back into the religion that our father Abraham established many, many, many years ago. The heavenly religion that is made up of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, the Abrahamic faith. And it was our father Abraham that established the religion for us as his children. We have two fathers, Father Adam and Father Abraham, and Abraham is the father that established the right perception of how to see, to worship, and understand the one that created the sun, the moon, and the stars. I bear witness that all of the prophets form one brotherhood of the prophethood, from Adam all the way up until Muhammad, the last of the prophets. And we thank Almighty God for him, because Muhammad, the last of the prophets, God blessed him to complete the mission of all the prophets that came before him. He put the last brick in the house, as we are taught, and that's the house that our father Abraham built to worship the one true God, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah. So we thank Almighty God for blessing us with the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was born 1,435 years ago. He's the last of the prophets. He's the seal of the prophets. And he's one of the great many, many messengers like Almighty God has sent down through the history of time to humanity when they go astray. But we thank God for his leadership. And I'd like to greet you with the greetings of all of those prophets, of peace be unto you, of assalamu alaikum. May God peace be unto you. You know, this is a very exciting and interesting period that we're living in. And we're seeing a lot of things that is going on in the world that cause confusion in the mind of the average man and woman. Even those that have degrees and things have stand on a level of high educational knowledge. They are confused as well as those that is down on the bottom. Matter of fact, many of the people that they consider as common people down on the bottom, we have a better grip on the situations that are going on in our lives because we have been down here on the ground while they live up there in the sky, in the heavens, above our heads, living the kind of life they consider to be heaven for them and presenting the life that we live down here on the earth that they call hell. So this is what religion came to do. Religion came to level the playing field. It came to enlighten the minds of all people, no matter what level you may be on as a human being. We are all God's creation. There's one creator that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And he is the one that have perfected this religion called Islam, because he says through the prophet Muhammad, the last of the prophet in the last revelation, the Quran. There was books before the Quran, the Old Testament, the Torah, the New Testament, the Injil, and the Gospel were before the Quran. The Quran came to correct the mistakes that was made and those people that misread the scripture called the Old Testament, those people that misread the scripture called the New Testament, and they wrote with their own hands into scripture some of the things that did not come from God. And they wrote it with their own hands and said, it is from God. So in the last, one of the last sermons of Muhammad the Prophet as a human being on the earth, God says to us in our holy book through Muhammad the Prophet to say that this day have I perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you al-Islam as religion. Now, we know that there's many people that is opposed to the religion that our father Abraham established by God's permission. God says also about the religion that he revealed to our father Abraham that anyone choose a religion to follow other than the religion of our father Abraham, you seek to make a fool of yourself. You need to think about that. Because we are taught in al-Islam, thoroughly by our beloved leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, where it says, Imam Muhammad says, Islam is not a religion made by man. Listen, please. Islam is not a religion made by man. Islam is a religion revealed by God. Islam is not a religion that conflicts with the best of human standard. The best human standard in this world, Islam is not in opposition to. God does not only say follow the way of Islam. God also says respect the standard of excellence for mankind all over the world. It says give orders and instruction with the respect for the highest standards of mankind. Not just Islam, but for the highest known standard for the people of earth. This is al-Islam, the universal religion. No Muslim can go against this good human nature and being obeying God and his religion. If you start to do something and something inside you won't feel comfortable with that, you know it is bad. Then if you do it, you're going against God and against your religion. Imam Muhammad said, I am sure that no matter how much indoctrination the suicide bombers had, I'm sure that something came up in their souls and said, this is wrong. But their commanders had more power over them than their own soul. This was a lecture that Imam gave at the University of North Carolina on November the 6th, 2001. And this was some of the excerpts that I read from the book called Islam, The Religion of Peace by Imam W.D. Muhammad. So this is some of the things that we're going to be talking on, and I hope that God blesses me to be clear. I hope that God blesses me to be plain, and I ask God to guide me with his guidance to say to the listening audience what he would have me to say to the human creation, the highest of his creation, as well as to myself, because I am part of the human creation. You know, when we call the Adan, the first one, we put our both hands up in to our ears, and the first one to hear it is yourself. It's yourself. So we are not left out. We are not those who think when God says, are you calling the people to righteousness and forget to practice it yourself? And this is what is going on in the world today. We have Jews, we have Christians, and we have Muslims. They proclaim to be righteous Jews, righteous Christians, and righteous Muslims that is calling people to their way of the religion that they believe in, and at the same time, they are forgetting the practice of being righteous themselves. So this is what is confusing the senses of the people in the world today that belong to the Abrahamic faith. You know, Imam Muhammad, he taught us, he said, listen, there's two kind of Jews. There's two kind of Muslims, and there's two kind of Christians. He said, what is that? He said, there's two kind of Jews. He said, there's sane Jews and insane Jews. The two kind of Christian, there's sane Christian and insane Christian. And the two kind of Muslim is sane Muslim and insane Muslim. Now, you have to choose which one you fit into, because we see a whole lot of insanity coming from people that call themselves Jews and believe in the religion Judaism. We see a whole lot of insanity coming from the people that call themselves Christians and follow and say they follow the principle of Christ Jesus, who the gospel was revealed to. And we see many, many, many Muslims that is practicing insanity. They call themselves followers of the last of the prophets, Ibn Abdullah, who the Quran was revealed to. They say they follow the religion that he brought back with clarity when they went astray from the time of Abraham and making the religion plain and clear in his day and time. So I'm going to be reading some excerpts from Ramadan session 2007, October the 5th and 7th, at Homewood Hotel, Homewood, Illinois. This was the last time that Imam Muhammad was physically alive with us at the Ramadan. Imam taught Ramadan sessions for 7 years, from 2000 to 2007, because he passed in 2008. And he was on it, and most of us was on our way to the Ramadan session when we got called that Imam has passed. So I was there in his last talk in Ramadan session 2007. I was there sitting in the audience. And we have the transcript of that talk. And I want to share, because Imam Afi Muhammad asked me would I read some of the excerpts from the Ramadan session 2007. He's a wise brother, Imam Afi Muhammad. He's a good teacher. He's a strong following supporter of Imam Wahfidi Muhammad. And he realized, and choosing the topic, religion mean alive, he knows exactly what he's saying and know how that would have an effect on right-minded people, because most right-minded people want that religion that was good enough for grandmama, good enough for granddaddy before they was brought here and put into slavery and given another religion imposed on them by the slave master who enslaved them. Imam Muhammad says, Arab had political and social leaders before the prophet, because they say Muhammad the prophet, they say he was an Arab, born in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Imam said Arab had political and social leaders before the prophet. He said, so when we say of Muhammad the prophet that God said of him, he is a free man of this town, we are saying it with respect for civilized order or civilized establishments, governments. And the Meccans, though they were behaving not as civilized people, they had established laws long before the generation of Muhammad the prophet. Those laws had been established for the Arabs, and they had social reform teachers before Muhammad the prophet, and they had gone astray. Imam said, I'm not talking about Prophet Abraham. They had social reform teachers who were not messengers or prophets of God, to help them come to some sense of social order and government. And they were not behaving even with respect for the higher leaders. Those political and social guys who was before, a generation before the time of Muhammad the prophet. So they had not only gone astray, they did not know Abraham's way that had been completely lost. But they had not only lost that, They had also lost the better teaching for social order and government that they had received in previous times. Now, let us compare what is going on in the world today and look back at that time when God raised Muhammad the prophet up to teach them the right way of the religion that our father Abraham taught, and for them to come back to that religion. Now, those people who say they are Muslims in this modern-day time, admitting some of the atrocious, inhumane treatment on another human being, let us listen to some of the teachings of Imam Muhammad in the Ramadan session that he taught for 7 years. I'm going to share with you, and I pray that God bless me to pick the right words from the lectures of the Imam to fit in this day and time, so we can see a clear picture of how you people who are not familiar with the religion of Islam, that you don't, when you hear disgruntled Jews and disgruntled Muslims and disgruntled Christians trying to tell you what al-Islam is. And when you look at their action and their deeds, you don't see it in accord with nothing that Abraham brought from God, or Jesus brought from God, or Moses brought from God, or any of the prophets brought from God. We don't see them living up to that standard. And they're calling themselves Christians. They're calling themselves Jews. They're calling themselves Muslims. But as a Muslim, it bothers me when I turn on the TV and hear powerful evangelists like Pat Robertson and different other ones come on and try to convince the people with all they might and main that Islam is a religion of war. And they know they're lying because they have went to theological schools, and they know that they have studied the Quran, and they know by the life of Muhammad the prophet, the last of the prophets, that that is not the religion that he brought that was practiced by all the prophets and made clear by our father Abraham when he established the house that was built for the worship of the one true God. We don't worship the house. We worship the God that is over those people that built the house. Imam Muhammad says, Quran is to be read in a social, spiritual, political, and in a time context. Please listen, you scholars who's making trouble for the community of Muhammad the Prophet, for the community of Jesus Christ, and for the community of Moses. I'm quoting these last three prophets because this is the prophets that the Abrahamic, the heavenly religion is focused mostly on the dealing with these three prophets in the last stages of the completion of what is taking place concerning religious movement that started with Adam all the way up to Muhammad. Imam Muhammad said the Quran is to be read in a social, spiritual, political, and in a time context. He said, so this statement is not one that you can just hear and deal with nothing but words. In fact, I don't know any statement in the Quran that you can treat that way. You can't just read what is in the Quran and deal with it as though it is nothing but words. No, those words have a social, please listen, you scholars, those words have a social, spiritual context, a political context. They have a context. They fit in a particular focus, a particular framework, and they also have a time context, a time framework, etc. That is not all there is to it. So don't think you can just read something in the Quran and now you are a PhD. I've seen so many of these misinformed young imams and old imams. They fit right into what the imam is saying. They think they are PhDs. They're calling themselves doctors and scholars, and they don't know hardly nothing about what this Quran is talking about. That's why we believe. I have a co-host on a show with me, and the show says, seeing the al-Islam through the eyes of Imam W.D. Muhammad, called A Message of Concern. Imam Martin from Rhode Island, he's a co-host on that show, and this is what we deal with, too, on that show. Imam Muhammad said, so don't think you can just read something in the Quran, and now you're a PhD, and you want to question everybody based upon what you know. Everybody based upon what you know. You can't handle the Quran like that. Please, that is not the way to handle any respected book. If you give me a statement from any respected book, you have to respect what that book requires of the reader. The same is for the Quran. There is no difference. It is even more so because it is a sacred book with words directly from God himself. Imam Muhammad says, the worst thing we can do is allow our prejudices as people who are not satisfied with Arabs, are not satisfied with the American government, go to the extreme. The worst thing we can do, and we have those two extremes. One, the extremes we have is those who have prejudices against Arabs, and you would like to do away with the tradition of Muhammad and make your own Islam. Then we have the other extreme, Well, we have those who just hate to give credit to the United States of America. They don't want to acknowledge that the U.S., the United States, for the credit that is due among us African Americans and also outside. That is strange too, blind your eye to the guidance of God in the Quran. You cannot expect to get the pure, clear message of God that is for us in the Quran. And if you're going to have predators that are unjust, Imam said, with that, I conclude this first part of the khutbah. He was giving the khutbah. And he said, and may God forgive us. Y'all, please listen. And may God forgive us our ignorance. You should have your hands up because you really need this dua. May God forgive us of our ignorance, and may he forgive us our suspicious mind and guide us to his mercy. Ameen. I'm going to skip over what the Imam says. He's finishing up the second part of this cook, and he said, Quran is about breaking dictators. Quran is about breaking dictators. So those leaders that is over Boko Haram, over ISIS, over Al-Qaeda, all of those religious leaders that call themselves Muslims that have deviated. Imam Muhammad said Quran is about breaking dictators because that's what y'all are. And we have many dictators in the community of Imam Muhammad that call themselves imams right now. They are dictators over their masjid. The Christian priest is a dictator over the church. The rabbi is a dictator over the synagogue. Most of them is doing nothing but oppressing their followers. Oppressing their followers in all the religions, especially in the government, in the political leaders, all of them is oppressors and dictators. And Allah revealed the Quran to break those dictators' grip on the innocent, poor people that they rule over. Imam Muhammad says, in concluding the second part of the cup on this best day of the year, Salat al-Jumma, when we read the Quran and finish our reading, what do we say? Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Again, the mightiest. Saying Allah is the mightiest. That's what Imam is teaching us. Imam says, so what does that indicate to us? What does that communicate to our senses, our intelligence, our brain, our mind? What should it communicate to us as students, as learned men and leaders? That the Quran is all about making dictators and destroying the mighty who want to impose their will on mankind. And you should start with your little self, brother Imam, standing over the people. Imam Muhammad said, repent, and Allah will love you more and increase you in all that is valuable and beneficial for your life, now and in the future. Y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? So Imam Muhammad, the Mujaddid, he is the one that has been blessed by God to be recognized, by the leaders around the world. He was made the president of the World Conference of Religion. He appointed him as the leader, the son of Elijah Muhammad. He is the one that they recognize as the American Imam. He is the one that Pope John Paul II invited to come to the Vatican twice to speak. Imam Muhammad is the one that Anwar Sadat, before he was assassinated, the president of Egypt, invited the Imam himself, and he bestowed the highest honor, that a medal represents the highest honor that any Egyptian can receive from that country. And they awarded the Imam with that. Not only him, but the last president, Mubarak, he invited the Imam back to Egypt. And he rewarded the Imam and gave the Imam that a medal again. Why? Because when he invited the Imam, at the time the turmoil was going on in Egypt. And he had the imam to speak to the Muslims that say they follow Muhammad the Prophet in the Quran. And the imam gave them excellent, more uplifting understanding of our holy book that is professed to be read and followed by 1,500,000,000 Muslims around the world. And they awarded the imam with this high honor. Now, isn't that a sign? Well, Joseph, who was put down in the bottom of the well, was put over the head of the grain house. Egypt is a well-known, historical, established Islamic society, well as a Christian society and a Jewish society. And most of the people that profess to be Muslims say they follow the Quran that was revealed to Muhammad the Prophet 1,435 years ago. But they have lost their way too. They have deviated. All we have to do is look at the latest situation over there right now in the Muslim world, all around the Muslim world. We will see Muslims that have deviated. Those countries have had the Quran long before it came to the United States of America. We are the newest people. We are the baby nation of Muslims. We started out in 1980 with a man from India by the name of Farad Muhammad, a Pakistani born in India. It was called India at that time. It wasn't called Pakistan. It was called Indian at that time, India at that time. He came from that part of the country. And he's the one that brought this idea, what he called Islam, and found a little black man in Detroit, Michigan, called Elijah Muhammad, and a little black woman, his wife by the name of Clara Ibn Poole. Their name was Poole, Elijah Poole and Clara Ibn Poole, because they had got married, and they had children. And this man told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his wife that they're going to have a boy child, and when he comes, name him after me. And that happened because that boy child was the Imam W.D. Muhammad, the one that the world recognized, that the great United States of America recognized as the American Imam. In his eulogies, when he passed, they referred to a big article in the New York Times, and at the end they say, Imam W.D. Muhammad, the American Imam. Y'all hear me? This is the one that Pope Paul II invited twice to speak to over 100,000 of his followers each time concerning the religious family of Abraham, the Abrahamic faith, the heavenly faith. Pope is the head of one of the biggest Christian organizations on this earth called Catholicism. That man invited Imam Muhammad twice to come and speak to over 100,000 of his followers. Now, this is nothing that we can just look at and don't take into consideration of what has taken place. See, we want to make like we don't see these things, because the Imam said, you know, you can will yourself not to see. Imam Muhammad, he said this to us. He says, and Al-Islam is conforming to the will of God. God's will is going to inherit you. He said, so worship in Al-Islam is conforming, because most of you say Islam is submitting to the will of God. Imam Muhammad says, so worship in Al-Islam is conforming to the will of God. Obedience, agreeing in and to God's will. That is what worship is. And God's will was before he revealed any scripture to any prophet or anybody. Peace be upon the prophet. Imam Muhammad says, his will is what supports his creation. God's will is not spooky. It is not a spooky thing I'm talking about. He said, don't think God's will is like your will. And again, it is similar to your will. Imam said, your will is nothing but a poor reflection of God's will. And you can't will except as God wills. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala word in the Quran. even though you will something wrong. That was in God's will for you to have that freedom to do that, to even will something wrong. And in the end, please listen, and in the end, you're going to be finished. And God's will is going to inherit you, not you inherit God's will. After you are finished dead, God's will is going to inherit you, and you're going to go back into his system of matter. And his system of matter makes a lot to him. His system of matter is a Muslim, and it makes a lot to its creator. In other words, it brings its form to conform to the will of its creator, the will of God. Allahu Akbar. Imam Muhammad, and this is very important for the Christian theological scholars, the Jewish rabbi scholars, and the Muslim so-called scholars. Some of them are scholars, but most of them are not. Let me tell you what the Imam says the Western problem is. Imam Muhammad says the Western problem is incorrect reading of the Bible. Y'all hear that? Do y'all hear that? Reverends, you who are political leaders, and most of our political leaders is reverends. They're preachers. Most of them are Baptist preachers. And they are the ones that sit in the seats in the government, supposed to be looking out for us as a people. But look what Imam says to y'all. Imam Muhammad said, Western problem is incorrect reading of the Bible. Y'all hear that? That's the biggest problem with this Western Christian society. It is incorrect reading of the Bible. Imam says, so our salat is worship. And everything we do in our life should be worship. This is the teaching of Allah's book, the Quran, and the teaching of our prophet. Everything you do should be an act of worship, called in Arabic, ibadah. But as I said, we all do not conform completely. We are not perfect, but we should be striving to bring our whole life to be an expression of our worship of Allah. Muhammad the prophet was that kind of a person. His whole life was worship of Allah. Someone may say, what about his wife? He was married to women. Imam said that was half of his religion. That is his saying. Marriage is half of religion. He said marriage is half of the religion. You have to get away from this Western influence in your mind. I'm talking about the Western influence that comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. You should be writing that down. The Imam was talking to his students at that time, those who say follow him. He said, you should be writing that down. The Imam said, I said incorrect reading of the Bible. So don't go out there and say, the Imam said the problem is in the Bible, brother. That problem comes from the Bible. No, I said it comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. That is a big difference. So what happens to society? It is influenced by the moral problems of pious men who accepted to give up wives, women, and sex, and then broke down and had to go to court for sodomy. They should have read the Quran where Allah says, the world is too big for you. If you don't accept my guidance, this world is going to get the best of you. They have a thing with sex. And the shaitan comes in and uses their defects and influences the whole culture, but not directly. He whispers his influences into the culture, and they are already weak for it, so they buy it. Imam says, so when you give the natural life artificial, imposed upon that natural life, a life that is really strange to the natural life and artificial, not real, when you look at what is natural life, what happens? The behavior register in that life is confused. You confuse it and become so confused that it sends you into a stream to get rid of the problem. Imam Muhammad says the nature to register of what is going on, what the influence is, action of the natural system inside you, it becomes confused, and then it sends your spirit and your behavior to a stream. One goes to the stream, and he wants to just give up the world. He wants to give up women. Sex is so nasty that he wants to give up women. Y'all please listen to this here, my beloved sisters, especially. Imam Muhammad said, believe me, You have a lot of homosexuals who do not know their own problem. He said the culture has influenced them. They think they have a natural problem. Imam said, there are not many who have a natural problem. If you have a natural problem, come to me. I will halal it for you. That may make it permissible in the eyesight of God. Imam Muhammad said, if you have a natural problem, come to me. I will halal it for you. It is in your mind. I can't halal it. I have to bring it out of your mind. You have to be corrected in your thinking. It is, if it is a natural problem, why don't we just halal each other? Those of you who have the problem, just halal yourself. They say it's a natural problem. Imam said, well, I'll give you the sharpest knife you have ever had in your hand. It won't give you any pain. It will just quickly halal you. But it's not there. It is in your brain. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that, sisters? Imam Muhammad said, God created us in the best form. He said the culture has influenced mothers. Y'all please listen. Mothers that have children of all nationality and races and tradition, cultural influences. Imam Muhammad said the culture has influenced mothers going way back into time. And mothers are sometimes influenced to raise boys in the wrong way. I'm going to read this again, and I hope you sincere, right-minded mothers are listening to this one who is known as the Mujahid in this day and time, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, Imam Wasidine Muhammad, the Mujahid, the one that God blessed to come after Muhammad the prophet, who said that a Mujahid would come after him because his community was going to get lost again and go back into darkness, but God would send a Mujahid to renew the religion and bring it back to what he taught in his day and time. And we bear witness as Muslims in America that the Mujahid was born from the descendants of slaves whose ancestor was brought to the continent of Africa and put in the worst form of slavery than any human people have ever experienced. But born from us was one that God seen and favored like he favored Abraham. Like he favored Moses, like he favored Jesus, like he favored Muhammad. God favored one from among us, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad. Imam Wasidine Muhammad is a Mujahid. Imam Muhammad says, the culture has influenced mothers going way back into time, and mothers are sometimes influenced to raise boys in the wrong way, and they make a homosexual out of their sons. Did y'all hear that? My sisters, did you hear this? Imam Muhammad said the culture has influenced mothers going way back into time, and mothers are sometimes influenced to raise boys in the wrong way, and they make a homosexual out of their son. Imam said, I'm speaking from knowledge. So it is all about form. God created best form. The Quran says, we have created the human person in the best form, the best model, the best mold, the best pattern. That is what it is talking about, but the influence of your own self in your own world can help you or take you out of that. The Quran goes on to say, and as a consequence of your own doing, that excellent pattern is reduced to the lowest of the low, to the bottomless pit, lower than a dog. And you know that. You may say, I think it was true in all time, but now more so than ever. You may say, we offend and insult the animal kingdom, when we call some of these no-good so-called human beings a dirty dog, you rat. Imam Muhammad says, you have never seen a rat that gives the world as many problems as you. Don't hurt that rat image like that. Because when we see a man, another man, mounting another man, that is the resemblance of a dog. Animals don't even do that. You don't see no two male dogs laying down. You don't see no two female cat sisters laying up with each other. You don't see animals doing that unless they be messed with by the hands of a human. But you see the highest of God's creation. Allah said this is the human brain that is the highest, the human intellect. And when you neglect to use the proper working of your intellect that God intended for it and how for it to work, you can fall down to the lowest and lowest. And when we look at the world today, we see low-minded men and women setting up in government, low-minded men and women setting up at the head of Judaism, low-minded men and women setting up at the head of Christianity, low-minded men and women setting up at the head of Islam and wanting to tell us how to live our life. And they marvel so beneath the life of some people that don't have those high positions. And some of those people they call the grassroots people, the bottom rail people, they won't do nothing to just base their moral life. Anyway, we find these setting up on high, disgracing their moral life, passing laws, having men to marry men, having women to marry women, and talking about you are the best leader for our society. You need to set your behinds down until you find out who you are. Imam Muhammad says, he said, to read the Quran. Imam Muhammad says, what I'm doing is showing you how to read the Quran, how to read scripture, especially Quran. So don't just read this about this guy. Y'all listen to this here. Imam Muhammad says, I'm going to read this at what he said, Iqama. That Iqama is the word that we call the people to prayer, to the Iqama. Imam said, we have had a discussion of Iqama, and we have had discussion of Ruku, where we bend over and bow down and place our hands on our knees. Now, this is from Surah Kaf, the 50th chapter, beginning with verse 5 through 11. He said, I will read. Imam Muhammad said, and this is the Quran he's reading right now. I'm going to read it, the Quran, what he was reading from the Quran. Imam Muhammad says, but they deny the truth. This not, he's not saying that. God is saying that. And he's reading what God revealed to Muhammad the prophet to say. But they deny the truth when it comes to them. So they are in a confused state. Do not look at the sky above them. Imam says, the Quran says, do they not look at the sky above them? How we have made and adorned it, and there are no flaws in it. Imam said, how are we to see this reading? How are we to see this reading? He said, why is it brought to the prophet's attention and through him to the attention of mankind or humanity? How has God ordered the skies above it, above us? How has God ordered the skies above us? The first thing we should know is that revelation of scripture is ongoing. Y'all hear that? It is continuous. So whatever is said here has some reference to what God said before about the sky. Now, please listen. Imam said, how to read the Quran. He said, what I'm doing is showing you how to read the Quran, how to read scripture, especially Quran. So don't just read this about the sky and keep reading, and don't have any thought of where this is coming from. Where is it coming from, says the man? Where is it coming from? It is coming from the God who revealed the Bible. Y'all hear that? It is coming from the God who revealed the Bible. Someone would say, oh, no, Allah did not reveal the Bible. And my mama said, I know your problem. I'm going to excuse you. I'm not even going to comment on your problem. I'm just going to continue what I'm saying. Imam Muhammad says, the Quran is a continuation of what God revealed to the Jews and the Christians, the Torah and the Gospel, or Injil. If this is talking about sky, we don't go out there and just look up at the sky and think that is what it is talking about. It is not the sky that the weatherman checks. It is the sky that the prophet checks. Y'all hear that? It is not the sky that the weatherman checks. It is the sky that the prophet checks. And the ones who have been blessed with understanding of God's word, they have been blessed by God with understanding of his word. He is talking about the sky that they check. Now, they want Obama to come down out of the sky. They said the wall can't be one fighting up in the sky. and you think they're talking about up there in the sky, like the man says, when you go outside, you look up in the sky. That's not the sky they're talking about. The man just not, they're talking about the sky that's in the heads of the leader. Now, they don't want Obama to fight from the sky. They said, go back down on the ground. We have ground boots on the ground. Now, you think they're talking about putting troops on the ground, going over there fighting them people like they've been doing, because they have made you and given you a physicalized mind. They have sensitized the average person that have not been blessed by God to have a leader like Imam W.D. Muhammad, was blessed by God to be our leader, to give us the understanding of this here, what I'm reading to you. Imam Muhammad has been blessed to unravel the mysteries of the world that religious scholars and things locked up from their selfishness. That's why you didn't hear too much of Imam Muhammad, because they didn't want to recognize that the one that God raised up in America, Imam was born here in America. That's why Imam Asim Muhammad, he come with the religion that Imam Muhammad was blessed by God to come with. And that is the religion that makes people become alive. Religion means alive. This is what Imam taught us. The salvation for the world is in religion, not politics. So I take my hat off to Imam Alpha Muhammad, because he was wise enough to hear. Because the scripture, after all, don't the scripture say, let those who have an ear hear? And it said, well, that's going to be a famine in the world. Not a famine from the lack of food. Christians don't even understand their own scripture. It's a famine don't come on the earth. And that famine won't be a famine pertaining to food, the lack of food. The famine will be a famine that is pertaining to the lack of the word of God being given out properly to his human creature. That's the famine, and has gone all around the world. It's still the people that are starving for the word of God. Religion means a lie. You need to listen to what Imam Alpha Muhammad is teaching when he comes on. And he presents his program called Religion Mean Alive. And this is what we're about as followers and students of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And this is what all religious people, you who say you follow Abraham, you who say you follow Moses, you who say you follow Christ Jesus, you who say you follow Muhammad, you who say you follow any good righteous man and women that you see that have gone on before you, and hoping those that will come after you would be in that state of mind, or those people that gave their life to the betterment and the upliftment of all humanity, not just one group of people, talking about God as the God for the Jews and nobody else. No, we ain't talking about that kind of mind. Talking about God for the Christians and nobody else. Talking about God for the Muslim and nobody else. We're not talking about them kind of mind, those people. No, those are the troublemakers. They are the ones that have made trouble for the good Muslim, the good Jew, and the good Christian who wants to follow the way of our prophets that they chose to follow. Don't you know there's many good Jews on this earth that don't go along with Zionism? They don't go along with what's going on over there in Israel. But they're not given attention to, because the leadership over there in Israel is die-hearted. Leaders that were affected by the Holocaust under Hitler, they're die-hearted people. And sometimes the oppressed, when they become and get into power, they become just like the oppressor. That's what happened to Israel over there with those die-hearted leaders. Most of those Jews are good, God-fearing people. Those are the people that are down on the ground. They're not up in the sky. The Christian that is against the Zionist movement and promoting Israel as the Lord their God. They down here on the ground. They not the one that's up in the sky. And so it is with the Muslim. Those that are up in the sky in their religion, they the one that causing hell down here on earth for the sincere, honest man and woman that wants God in their life more than anything else. Because they recognize one God, one humanity, one human family, one creator. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. They recognize that, the good-hearted Jew, the good-hearted Christian, the good-hearted Muslim, whose eyes is being opened by the Lord and Creator of all system of knowledge, and God is letting the water flow down from the mountain into the valley. And there is coming from up in the sky. It's going to be peace on earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because the God that created the heavens and the earth has spoken. Kun fa kun, be and it is. There's no more hiding. You can't hide up in the sky any longer. You got to come down here on earth. Because God say, all of y'all get out from up here. I'm the only one that's ruling up here. And he told man, your dwelling place will be down here on the ground. And the earth would be your dwelling place. That's where you will find your livelihood, not up here in the sky. So when they're talking about the sky, dear beloved people, they're talking about the leaders that's up there fighting over the heads of the people, making trouble for the common man and woman, wants to keep confusion. Look how confusion is coming from the heavens down here on earth, coming from the sky of the minds of wicked men and wicked women that belong to Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Their minds just corrupt, but they set up high with millions of dollars and billions of dollars. And they do what the Quran says that the shaitan children would do, or the shaitan followers do. They threaten you with fear and poverty because they're a solid group together. And they are hidden, but they are together, and they are working together to keep misery and hurt in the hearts and the mind of the common masses of people by confusing their senses. Because the scriptures say, the shaitan say, let us go down and confuse the senses of the people. And so they give you ideas on the television, one right after another, to take you away from your moral foundation. Don't you know, dear beloved people, we have been taught by Imam Muhammad that if someone can corrupt your spirit, you finish. You ain't gonna be no match for those people. So we have to be conscious of the time that we're living in. And the Quran said, by the token of time, surely man is at loss by the time. Most of you are not even aware of what time we're living in. You're too busy turning on your TV, following what they call the reality show. And all of those shows is mostly aimed at corrupting the family. And destroying the family, turning the father against the mother against the father, the children, the sons and the daughters against each other, the sons and daughters against the mother and the father. This is what this world has come to. A tree where every foul and unclean bird can land upon. This is what this great nation of America has come to. But there's enough people that is right-minded, enough Jews and enough Muslims that want God in their life, that they're satisfied with the corruption going on in the world. It's enough for us to come together and lift up the God of our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the tribes. All the prophets had the same God. It wasn't one God for the Jews. It wasn't one God, another God for the Christian, another God for the Muslim. No! It's one creator, one God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? Imam Muhammad says, sky symbolic in the head of the leaders of our world. And that's why they don't want to fight up in the sky. They don't want Obama to do that. He said, no, you don't know what he's doing. Obama is asking for transparency. When you listen to the good Republicans, the good Democrats, the good liberals in political arena, those right-minded leaders, they want transparency because they recognize it's here. They recognize that there's trouble down here on earth and that their children and their children's children ain't going to have a chance until we bring back moral, high moral principles that the human intellect, the human soul, and the human spirit were formed upon. God said he created us in the best of mold, Christian brother, Jewish brother, Muslim brother. God said he created a human being in the best of mold. And when you go against the mold and the pattern that God created you on, then what else do you expect for trouble in your life? Allahu Akbar. This is Religion Being Alive. I'm Mubashir Akhtar from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm filling in for my honorable noble brother, Imam Alpha Muhammad, because he had some serious business to take care of. and he asked me to fill in for him, and I always appreciate him because he do not try to dictate to me. He give me the freedom to talk and present what I want to present in his name, in his position. He trusts me that way because he know who I am and I know who he is. We're peacemakers. We're peacemakers. We're not out here trying to cause trouble for the good Jews, the good Christians, as Muslims. Listen, we have a history. Those of us who have been in this community that stemmed from the Nation of Islam and was taken over by the son who took over from the mother and father that was the head of the Nation of Islam. We don't have no history of attacking this country. Al-Islam has been in America for 84 years. And what good Christian talking about the crazy Christian? And I told you there were two kind of Christians, a sane Christian and insane Christian, two kind of Jews, sane Jews and insane Jews, two kind of Muslims, sane Muslim, insane. I'm not talking about turning to them. I'm talking about turning to the same Christian, the same Jew, and the same Muslim. Ask them, have they ever seen any movement coming from the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad during his time? And he taught for 44 years. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, matter of fact, he gave us cards. And on their card, it instructed the rulers of the society, the police department, and those that rule, that had the power of the people under their leadership. If you catch this brother or sister acting any other way except a righteous Muslim, take this card away from them and punish them and notify headquarters. Yeah, something like that. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, not even carry a penknife, y'all. You know what I'm saying? All the time that we fought and when they attacked the Muslim. That's the only time. And that's the only time that Muhammad the Prophet fought, is when they attacked the Muslim. He didn't want to fight. God had to instruct Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon the Honorable Noble Prophet. He didn't want to fight. He's a peaceful man. But God instructed him to fight against those that fight against you. And Allah said, don't stop fighting until religion is free for God. Huh? Till religion is free for God. Not free for this government or that group over there that won't dominate as a Jew, as a Christian, or as a Muslim. They won't dominate over the land, over the people. No. We fight against them because their religion is not what we want. We want the religion that God said that he perfected and he gave to all human beings, the religion that represents peace in the heart and the soul and in the spirit and mind of all races, whether you belong to the white race, the black race, the yellow race, the brown race, or the red race. One God. One humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. We're talking to these people who wants the life that God has given to us through the great leaders, men and women, that fought in the cause of God before us, and we pray to God that there would be many coming after us that will fight in the cause of God until religion is free for the worship of the one true God. And he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, or a yellow man. He created the black man, the white man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family, one creator. Y'all hear me? Imam Muhammad says, a house for all mankind. Even the wild man in the jungle. Y'all please listen. Imam Muhammad says, so our father Abraham, peace be on him, he found and took that stone, talking about the black stone, of the house, that was going to be a house for all mankind. It was going to be equally the home of a white man as it is for a black man, for a Jew, as it is for a Christian or a Muslim, a Hindu, a wild man in the jungle, or whatever. It is going to be the home for everybody who was ever in human creation. Did y'all hear that? Imam said, and everybody at birth is in human creation. I don't care if he is born in the wild. When he comes from his mother, he is in human creation. There are not tigers coming out when the delivery is there. That baby is ready to go into any civilization. Though born in the wild, the jungle, he is ready to come up in any civilization. You could bring that child right straight from that wild society and wild mother straight to my house, and I raise him in my house, he will come up just like my sons and daughters. God presents them right into man's world. That is why the prophet said, everyone is born a Muslim until circumstances make them otherwise. Imam Muhammad is a wise leader and a follower of Imam Muhammad, the Imam, from the moment he came in as the leader. I was there when we initiated and we pledged our support for his leadership after the death of his father in 1975. I was there at that gathering, and we were messed up. A lot of us were messed up, followers of the honor of Elijah Muhammad. I know I was. I had to deal with that when I really realized that the honor of Elijah Muhammad was dead. Me and a friend were working up in Connecticut. We were selling our jewelry. And they kept coming on the radio saying, Elijah Muhammad is dead. Elijah Muhammad is dead. And we were hustling so we get some money to go to Savior's Day. So we said, ain't this something, that devil, as we were calling the white man at that time. He said, this devil always trying to interfere with our Savior's Day, trying to stop the people from coming and being with the honor of Elijah Muhammad and listen to the honor of Elijah Muhammad, give the life-giving teaching to the black man and woman of America. But they kept saying it. So I told my friend, I said, listen, man, pull over, man. Let me call to the temple. When I called to the temple, I belong to the temple number 76. That was one of the last temples to honor Elijah Muhammad's name, temple number 76. And Secretary Benjamin, he answered the phone. And he said, yes, brother, it is true. Now, me and that brother rode all the way from up in Connecticut and didn't say a word to one another. I mean, we both were lost. We was lost because I thought that the honor of Elijah Muhammad was going to live physically 600-700 years. Oh, I believe that. Because I have never heard anyone present to my heart and soul language and the words of religion the way that little man did. And I became a follower of the honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was the leader of the nation Islam. I became a squad leader, a first lieutenant, and a minister under his leadership. And I was there when his son took the reins. The honorable Elijah Muhammad, he did not leave us in darkness who was going to be the leader after him. He said, me and my son are like David and Solomon. He said, I'm going to gather the material, but my son ain't going to be of the temple. Mr. Frank Khan heard that, and all of those officials that left the nation of Islam, left the leadership of the Imam, and went on their own, all of them that are still around, they heard the honorable Elijah Muhammad say that. They heard them. They were sitting at the dinner table. Most of them that called themselves, many of them came from the ministers to become Imams in our community. They still Imams now. They've been Imams longer than Imam Muhammad was Imam, and because they still here. They were sitting there that Sunday when the hypocrites brought the tape. They thought they were going to get the Imam put out of the nation again, and because the Imam was on the radio broadcast, and he was talking about the trouble of America was mythological gods. How they believe in mythological God. That's the big trouble. Misguidance, misreading of scripture. And the lady was so fascinated and enthused with what the Imam was saying because the time ran out. She asked, she made the Imam promise that he would come back and continue talking on that subject. And they got that tape to the honorable Elijah Muhammad at the big gathering because the ministers, I think once a month, all the ministers, the top ministers, they had to go to the house, the national house, and be with the honorable Elijah Muhammad, give a report what wasn't happening in the temple and in the city and in the temple that city was in. They had to make account of what was happening, what kind of progress they were making in all the temples that was under the leadership of Anna and Muhammad. So when they was there, one of them came out with that tape, the Holy Apostle. You need to hear this tape of what Wallace was saying. So the imam said his father wouldn't play the tape until he made sure that he was there to listen to the tape that he was going to play about what he was saying on that tape. So when the tape was played, you know, Elijah Muhammad was real sick at that time. He was real sick, you know, he wasn't looking, he was fragile in bad health. But when he heard that tape, he stood up with strength, and looked down at the other end of the table to his wife and said, "Baby, honey, ain't that what we've been waiting on? Our son got it. Y'all hear me? Our son got it." He said, "Son, you can go all over the world and teach that mission." Farrakhan Khan's were there. Commanders with him down in Atlanta, Georgia was there. All the imams, most of these top imams in California, upstate New York, down south, all of them that are still that was ministers and still imam, they was at that table and heard that statement coming from our leader at that time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he said, "My son got it. The son, you can go all over the world and teach that message." And what was the message? It was the message that was revealed to Muhammad, the prophet of the Quran. La ilaha illallah. Go teach that son. No God but one God. He's not a white man. He's not a black man. He's not a brown man. He's not a red man. He's not a yellow man. Go teach that message, son. Teach the message that Abraham taught. Teach the message that Moses taught. Teach the message that Jesus Christ taught. Teach the message that Aaron taught. David and Solomon, Lot, all of the prophets taught. Teach that message, son, that God is one. That God is one. And we should have no other gods before him. He's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. He's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator over all of us. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. That's the name of God in our holy book, the last revelation that God sent to humanity. That's the house that Abraham built. To worship that God that is over that house, our father Abraham and his son Ishmael built that house. And they're on their way to that house. They might be already, they're already over there, I think. Many of them from all around the world, millions, they're going to the house that our father Abraham built to worship the one true God. Huh? Huh? So, brothers and sisters, we're appealing to you. Imam Alpha Muhammad is appealing to you to come back to the religion. That mean alive. Religion mean alive. And it's religion that is the saving force for the whole of humanity. Imam Muhammad came, he told us, he said, "We are so far behind. We are so far behind. And in order for us to catch up, we have to catch up with the rest of this world, especially the white man world, through religion, not politics." I hope I can get this in before my time run out. Imam Muhammad said, "This is the time of Noah's flood repeated." He said, "Don't we influence the culture of the whole globe?" Talking about the United States. He said, "Don't we influence the culture of the whole globe? We are so powerful with our media and with our means of communication and with our influence as a culture." Pope John Paul called America a culture of death now. Remember that. Imam Muhammad said, "We are so powerful. We are influencing the cultural life of people all over the world, and they are falling down all over the globe to corruption. You don't know, but this is the time of Noah's flood repeated. It is here again. This is the time of Sodom and Gomorrah again. All of the big pictures are tragedy. For the whole of the known world at that time and in those places are happening right now in the United States of America. But mind you," the imam said, "the city of Jonah, Nineveh, was so terrible at one time, God told the prophet, go tell these people that they only have so much time to get it right. I'm going to destroy this whole place. And he was so disgusted with what was happening there, he went and got on a commercial ship and ended up sleeping down in the hull of the ship, resting against the cargo, resting on the money. And he finally gets in trouble and calls on God, and God is merciful. If you turn to him with your whole soul or your whole heart, he's going to deliver him no matter how bad a thing he did. Many of the African American descendants of slaves in the religion of Christianity, in Islam, Judaism, you're sleeping down on the hull of the ship because God have a mission for you, and you don't get to sleep on it. And we're trying to help wake it up through religion being aligned, through a message of concern, and everything that we can use to get you up off the bottom of that ship, to get back on your job of our father, the Lao, who was told to go up on top of the Kaaba and call the people back to the worship of the one true God, the only Muslim in the history of Islam, a nappy-headed African, black-skinned man, told by the last of the prophet, Muhammad himself, to go up on top of the house that Abraham built and his son Ishmael built, and you call the Kaaba, and you call the Adan, Bilal. You called it then, because I heard footsteps ahead of me, Bilal, in paradise, and they were your footsteps. Imam Muhammad said. So God delivered him. And when God delivered him, he finds out that the city that was supposed to be destroyed is not destroyed. In fact, it is thriving now, doing better than it was before. Now, he's got a problem with the communication that God gave him, thinking, why did you communicate to me and embarrass me like this? I went and told those people that was going to be destroyed. Why did you embarrass me like this? The man said, you slept too long on the cargo. You don't know what happened after you went to sleep. The people started repenting. People started repenting in bigger numbers. And I told you, you sleeping fool, that if you just found one there who was good, I would not destroy the city. Now listen what he said again. I'm reading what the man over again. What the man said happened to Jonah. Jonah said, "Why did you come?" He said, "Why did you communicate to me, God? Now, why did you communicate to me and embarrass me like this? I went and told those people they were going to be destroyed. Who that sound like? Sound like a frying con to me. I think he in that state of mind right now. Many of those that follow him, they still want to call the white man the devil." And wants to look at the white man for our problems in the world and don't even look at themselves. That's about it. Amen. I said, why do you blaming the white man? What you blaming him for when you said black man made him? You said Yaqub made him. So why is you mad with him? You say he didn't make himself. Think about that. Imam Muhammad said, why did you embarrass me like that? That's what Jonah said. You slept too long on the cargo, Jonah. You don't know what happened after you went to sleep, Jonah. The people started repenting in bigger numbers. And I told you, you're a sleeping fool, that if you just found one there who was good, I would not destroy the city. Imam said, the Quran refers to it as Nafs and Wahida. If you just find one there, y'all please listen, if you just find one there, I would not destroy the city. Imam says, now, the picture that automatically comes to the eye is a one physical person. Imam said, that is not what God means. Y'all hear that? That is not what God means. That picture that comes to the eye of talking about one physical person. Imam said, that is not what God means. If you find the original person, Imam said, if you find the original person that I created in that town, if you find some people still holding on to the original pattern of Adam, I am not going to destroy them because I created that pattern. That is my man. I'm not going to destroy my own works. Imam said, ugly America is destroyed. We look at America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said America is going to be destroyed. It already was destroyed. The ugly America that he worked against all his life is gone. The truth destroyed it. Righteousness destroyed it. God's efforts by blacks, whites, and Jews, and others destroyed it. God was with their effort, and it was destroyed. Some would say, it is still there. Where, Jonah? The email said, where, Jonah? Tell me. The drug and the bad morals. Imam said, well, why don't you get busy on that problem? The government has done all it can do. It can't legislate behavior for each and every one of you. You have to answer Allah's call. Save your own soul and the family from hellfire. That is a job for us. That is not a job for the government. Imam Muhammad says moral corruption to be corrected by religious leaders, not the government. Y'all hear that? You scholars, you rabbis, you reverends, you imams. Imam Muhammad said moral corruption to be corrected by religious leaders, not by the government. It's the fake groups have similar responsibility to maintain the world. Imam Muhammad says when you look at the nasty behavior of our citizens out there, that is not a job for the government. The government does not legislate morals for the citizens of this country down through history. Going back to the beginning of this country, concept or idea of government, never was there any legislation of moral behavior. It depends upon religious people serving God to address the moral behavior of the citizen. The citizens are people who are supposed to be believing in God. So it is an obligation of the leaders who say they believe in God to deal with this moral corruption spread so wide in our country. Even those high up in the corporate world who go to prison for ethical violation of what is ethical or violations of what is law or moral decency, the law will punish them. But if we see that the real problem was that they just fell to the influence of moral corruption in this culture, then that is not only a problem for government. Government can only go so far and say you broke this law, and it can't deal with anything but laws you violated. But we can deal with the form you violated. I'm going to read that again. You may have said, but we can deal with the form you violated. You came out of the form of the original Adam, who God put in the garden. You let the serpent of culture seduce you to come out of your original form. So it is an obligation of the religious leaders, Muslims, Jew, Christian, and even those with the same moral ideals and appreciation of human values who are not even in these religions. The Buddhist has decency. He has a knowledge of his original form, and the Buddhist is given training to go in the direction of the ascent of his nature so that he comes to illumination, to become a bright and enlightened person with righteousness shining and also intellect shining. Turn the hearts of the children. Return to the Father means return to your fitra, your original human design, Adam. Y'all hear that? Turn the hearts of the children. Ain't that what Malachi say? Elijah must first come. If Elijah don't come, he's the one to come to turn the hearts of the children to the Father and the hearts of the fathers to the children, unless God's might set earth with a curse. Look at America today. Better turn away. Especially you Muslims that are turned away from the guidance that God gave the honorable Elijah Muhammad to give to us in our infancy as a nation of ignorance that was conformed and lifted up to the nation of integrity, the nation of intelligence, the nation of intellect. That's the FOI that Imam W.D. Muhammad belonged to. That's the FOI that Imam Mubashir Akhtar belonged to. Do y'all hear me? That's the FOI the Imam Alpha Muhammad belonged to. And that is the reason why he's able to see religion mean a lie. Religion mean a lie. We have to have religion, not any kind of religion. We have to have the religion that Imam Muhammad says through God, enlightening him and turning him on to Muhammad of the Quran and not the Muhammad of the world. The Muhammad that he told President Bill Clinton in 1986, when we went down to Wilmburg, Virginia, standing on the Wilmburg riverbank where they brought the first slave ship over, and he was talking, and he asked President Bill Clinton, could he take time out to do something? The president said, go right ahead, Mr. Muhammad. He said, I want to clear up my mother and father's name, Mr. President. He said, they went and found my father's driver's license. And on my father's driver's license, his name was spelled M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. He said, why is I telling you this, Mr. President? He said, because the first three letters in medicine is M-E-D. And the last three letters in my name is M-E-D. He said, on my birth certificate, my mother and my father's name was spelled Elijah Muhammad and Clara Muhammad. M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. My name, I was born with my name spelled like that, Wallace D. Muhammad. M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. A-M-M-E-D. He said, and the reason why I'm telling you this, Mr. President, because the first three letters in medicine begin with M-E-D. He said, the last three letters in my name is M-E-D. He looked at President Bill Clinton in the eye. He said, Mr. President, I am the Mohammed with the medicine. I am not the mad Mohammed. When you spell the name as M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, I'm not that mad Mohammed. I was there when the Imam said that. Many of you who heard me, who was there too, we bear witness. I know I bear witness openly that the Imam told the President of the United States, he's not the mad Mohammed. He's the Mohammed with the medicine. And when we look at the Muslim world, what kind of scene is they producing? Or what kind of scene is they showing as Muslim? Mohammed! They follow that mad Mohammed that the shaitan snuck into the Muslim world. They follow the mad Jesus in Christianity that the unscrupulous Christians snuck into the world. They don't even mention Moses, but they're giving you a deceitful Moses to follow too. And the one that cleared this matter up is one that we know as the Mujaddid, Imam Wahfuddin Muhammad, the son of Elijah Clara Muhammad, who was a consultant about two or three of the president of the United States. Matter of fact, when they bombed the World Trade Center, he was on his way down there to consult with George Bush at that time, and they called the Imam security and told him, don't come down there. He might can get in, but it'd be a hard time for them to get out. And so the Imam turned around and went back to his home. This is history here. And I want to share this with you before I close out. Imam Muhammad says to the world, especially the Muslim world, he said, I don't have to become an Arab to be a good Muslim. I don't have to be an Indian to be a good Muslim or an Egyptian. No. Imam Muhammad said, I don't have to follow the Maliki school or the Shafi school, Hanbali school, or Hanifa school. Imam Muhammad said, I don't have to follow any of the four schools or any particular imam. He said, maybe God has chosen me to bring about a new school, Madhab. Some would say, oh, but that can't be another school. Imam Muhammad says this. Y'all listen. He said, I accept that there can't be another prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon the prophet Muhammad. But don't tell me there can't be another school. Imam Muhammad said, I say maybe God has chosen me for initiating the growth of a new school. And that school is the school, the Madhab of Imam W.G. Muhammad, the man with the master's plan. No God but Allah. That's what he came, and that's what he said. And the Imam is the one that led us back to Musta King. El Musta King. Imam Muhammad says, if we go to God for guidance, and we have guidance now, he said, we don't have to pray for guidance. Guidance is here. We have to pray for the willingness to obey guidance, for the faith to appreciate guidance. We don't have to pray for guidance. Guidance is here in the Quran, and guidance have come for the world. We don't have to pray for it. It's here. We have to pray for faith in it to increase, and the willingness to obey with our whole life to increase. Imam Muhammad said, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Mubashir Akbar say, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. God is the greater. God is the greater. Greater than what? Anything that your little mind can imagine. He's the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the creator of all system of knowledge. And let me let you in on this. He's not a white man. He's not a black man. He's not a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. He is the one. He is the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one creator, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one creator. Whose proper name in our holy book is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. So, dear beloved people, I got about a couple of more minutes, and I want to once again thank you, Imam Alpha Muhammad, for allowing me to be able to give this talk, because this is my life. I'm born here in the United States of America. I'm a homegrown Muslim. We are not terrorists, insane Muslims. We follow the best guidance that has been given to us through all the prophets, and especially the last one, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And we follow him and his law excellence, because God said he's the model. He's the model for all of humanity. Anyone that believes in the hereafter can have faith in God that Muhammad the prophet, born 1,435 years ago, he is the model. But Imam Muhammad said there's other models too. Abraham was one and Adam was one. And I believe in all my heart so that Imam W.D. Muhammad is a good model for the Muslim of America and for the Muslim around the world, because he is the one that fit the role or fit the script of the Mujahid, that who the Muhammad the prophet said that will come after him when his community go back to into darkness and go back to sleep, that God will raise up one, and God would be his teacher, and God would teach that one, one from his community. And the world have testified, the leadership of the world have testified, that that one is Imam Wafid Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Pharaoh Muhammad. They have recognized him, not only as the Mujahid, but all of you Imams who think that you can come to America with your influence and become the leader of the Muslim of America. No, no. The wise of America know the Imam, like the Quran say, the Arabs knew Muhammad the prophet like the back of their hand. Don't you know white America have been following the movement in the Muslim world all over, have followed the movement of the Nation of Islam from the leadership to the death of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And they have followed the leadership that when his son came in to take the role of the leader after him. They have studied that, and they see us, the Muslim followers, the Bilalian. Imam called us Bilalian because we had a serious identity problem. He named the newspaper the Bilalian News, and that was who were told to go up on top of the Kaaba. Now it's time for the Bilal to rise up again, because they have tried, and this is what they're attacking. They're not really attacking al-Islam. They're attacking the one that Muhammad the prophet said was going to become the leader. And that leader is coming from the Bilalian people. So it's an attack on the future of our race. They don't want our children to know that they have that Bilalian spirit in them. But all of us, as the prophet told all of them, we are all Bilal. And Bilal is a prophetic figure, a big prophetic figure that they try to leave out. He represents the same as Joseph represents. He was put down. But God is the one. Allah is the one that told him to go up on top of the Kaaba. And that's a sign that the bottom of hell now is standing on top. Now all of y'all look up at it, because that's the man I made to come after the Muhammad, the last of the prophets. It is Bilal. He is the son of Abraham too. Peace be unto you. And my God bless you. Be upon each and every one of you that have listened to this program. And I hope and I pray to God that I did not mislead anyone. I hope that God forgive me all my mistakes and strengthen me and plant my feet firmly in the earth as a believing Muslim, following the leadership of the leader that God raised up from among my people, Imam Wafid Muhammad. And he is the best that we have seen that follow the life example of Muhammad the Prophet in this modern day time. I greet you with the peace of greeting, and may God's mercy be upon all of us as I greet you. And I thank you, Imam Alpha Muhammad, who will be on perhaps tomorrow to continue with his good work in bringing a religion that means a lie to all humanity. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace and blessings be upon each and every one of you. Assalamu alaikum.